We're back to the Neil Haley show, and I have to laugh because of the Clubhouse connection. I had my first ever Clubhouse interview in person. Someone came to my office. So this, the Clubhouse, I guess, is becoming the 6 degrees of separation. If you've been on Clubhouse, your family in some sort of way at Clubhouse. So I'm excited to welcome to the program Jenna Smith. And Jenna, you're going to talk to us today about just really understanding the specifics of business and how to run organizations, especially in the corporate level, right? And how they need to grow, right? And are they running things right? And I think with this great reset and stuff like that, it's challenging, right? Because so a lot of people don't want to work anymore. So that brings the challenge right there.
You know, Neil, I think that we're in a pandemic of businesses dying. If you look at today versus earlier in our time, 1958, average lifespan of a business was 61 years old. Today, that's less than 18 years and decreasing, according to McKinsey. So our businesses, our organizations are in a time when they're seeing huge transformation, huge technology advances, and also, by the way, huge employee transformations as well. Employees have this huge ability now to just choose who they work for and to be picky about it. So all of a sudden, all of this is going on, and organizations need to know how to survive. What's the antidote? It's to be able to change and to grow and do it in a way that is fast and not slow. And so that's what's going on with organizations right now.
Yes, 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 and yes. And you're right, so right about it. And it's because people aren't staying long in their jobs, right? And that makes it hard to keep an organization running, right? Because you need to have long-term employees that are growing with the company. And if you're not having that, you don't have continuity, right?
Exactly. You know, employees are starting to wake up to this idea that they don't have to just sit and stay with a job, and that they have actual and equal partnership in taking a job and linking up with an organization. So if your organization doesn't have a clear vision, if your people don't understand how they fit into that vision and what part they play, and if you're not empowering them to do their best work and creating an environment and a culture in which they can do that work, you're going to lose the game on hiring and the game on attrition. And you're going to have a revolving door of people coming in and out. That's only going to decrease your chances of being able to succeed, innovate, and grow in the long run.
All right. So let's just jump into that. I love that point. What tips would you give to businesses, organizations right now to keep their employees, but also keep growing as an organization?
So one of the best things that you can do is to create belonging. And everybody talks about belonging like it's some mystery kind of fluffy word. But employee belonging comes down to a few things. It means that people have ownership. It means that they don't just have ownership over a specific role, but that you're asking them to take a part of leading and thinking beyond the role. So one of the best things that you can do with that is include them in your change and transformation process. Oftentimes, we have leaders going behind closed doors to strategize and to think about the future. But that needs to change because your people on the ground, they know way more than you do about what's going on and where they can go and where the opportunities and the blind spots are. And when you bring them into that change process, you create ownership. People support what they create. So by bringing them into that process, you're asking them to think beyond their current role and to take ownership, which is what you wanted in the first place.
Yes.
And that creates that belonging that keeps them engaged and keeps them wanting to grow and progress more in the organization.
Wow, that's so true. I was talking earlier this week about that whole process of ownership. I was with a company working full-time and running my business, but I had the reason I worked for them and took the job was because they were giving me an entrepreneur mindset. Hey, you have a chance to, you grow this company and you help grow them, you're going to get paid. Well, that stopped. That mindset stopped. It was becoming more and more an employee versus, yeah, your ingenuity, your ideas. It's like it was another business for me. And then when that stopped, and it started just being a job, I was out. And that is what's happening. I mean, you want to give your team the opportunity to come up with strategies, ideas, and be complimented and compensated for their success. And so that's not happening in organizations, especially when you're talking about the ones you're working in, because they're like, okay, I just feel like a number. There's a performance scale, and then I'm out. I feel like a number, not a person, right?
Exactly. And who wants to feel like a number? No one. And now that there's organizations that are offering them the chance for ownership, the chance to grow and not have to be stuck to, a traditional schedule, to have flexibility in that. Those organizations that are doing that and offering those amazing benefits are listening to the needs of their employees. They're not just doing it to feel fancy or to attract the right employees. Oh, that's a great thing to do. They're doing it because they understand that the organization as a whole has to shift to a human-centric type of model, a model where we are partnering together rather than treating it like, I'm just going to have you come in, you get a paycheck, and you check the boxes. Exactly. Because that doesn't lead to innovation.
No. Okay, so the best place we can connect with you. This topic, as I said, you could be getting on every show in the country because of the biggest problem we're seeing today is that people are not going to work anymore. They don't want to work. So we're at restaurants and grocery stores. They're limited staffing. How do you take those people, okay, and give them value that they want to go to work every day? There are organizations out there. I was talking, someone said Starbucks really did a good job in that. Target, I think, does a very good job. But then you see other ones that are not doing that, and you don't have the employee mindset, and they don't think they're part of a company, right? Part of a vision, part of a growth. Remember the show Undercover Boss? People need to go watch that more and more, even though it's kind of, you know, but they need, as owners of organizations, they need to go undercover and see what's really happening and really value their employees, right?
Exactly. One of the best things you can do right now is to invest in creating experiences for your employees, as well as investing in their potential to learn and to grow. Can you teach them how to think strategically? Can you develop them into the people that you need them to be? And by doing that and investing in their mindset and their thinking skills, you're going to see your performance take off. It's been proven time and time again. People just want the ability to have the ownership and to feel needed in an organization. That's really all it's about.
All right, best place to go. Where can we go to find info on you?
You can go to thinkfreeconsulting.com, or you can also connect with me on LinkedIn. JennaSmith1 is my username. I'd be happy to connect with you there.
Thanks, Jenna. I appreciate you coming by, and it's great to see you in face-to-face instead of on Clubhouse. And you should come back. There's still opportunity. It's fun. Just to come on different rooms and practice speaking, because I think that's probably the greatest thing of Clubhouse. If you go in those smaller rooms and speak, you really develop the skills. And I feel, even though I've done 7,000 plus interviews, I'm a better podcaster and radio host today because I spent so many hours on Clubhouse. It was good training, but I don't spend the time now anymore. But thanks for coming by.
Thanks, Neil.
Take care. Bye-bye. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.